Each year there are hundreds of film festivals throughout the world. Only a few are among the most important and are recognised as competitive by the International Federation for Film Producers. These festivals designate their official jury. They also welcome a jury from the international film press, and for many of them, a Cygnus or ecumenical jury, which chooses the film that will receive the prestigious ecumenical award. This award was created by Christian filmmakers, film critics, and other film professionals. Its objective is to honour works of artistic quality, which witness to the power of film to reveal the mysterious depths of human beings through what concerns them, their hurts and failings, as well as their hopes. The 2012 Cannes Film Festival has come and gone, but the film that won the Ecumenical Award during that event paints a powerful portrait of man's strengths and shortcomings. It's called The Hunt.
Le prix du jury ecumenique de cette année est attribué au film Jagten, la chasse de Thomas Vinterberg.
The jury president at Cannes briefly describes the film and the jury's motivations for selecting it.
In The Hunt, the Lucas, an inherently good man, becomes the target of a community torn apart by lies, manipulation and betrayal, where he continually fights for his lost friendships, forgiveness and reputation. Thomas Vinterberg's direction gives us a strong statement, showing us a new way of looking at modern society where men and children are concerned. Things are not always what they seem. Congratulations.
As the film producer commented when she received the prize on the part of director Thomas Vinterberg, in this film there are no villains, only the best intentions. To find out more, I spoke to Magali Van Riet, the General Secretary of Cygnus in France and a member at the Ecumenical Jury of the 2012 Cannes Film Festival. I asked her, first of all, to tell me about the Ecumenical Prize itself.
This prize has been running for almost 40 years in Cannes and in some other festival, like in Venice or Locarno. And it has a double meaning, showing to the world of cinema that the Christians are inside this world as an expression of art and a real artistic expression, but also giving a sign to the Christians all over the world that cinema is very important for us to know better the world we live in, but also as a way to enhance our faith, because our Christian faith has always been linked to art.
Tell me, Magali, why did you choose this film?
Okay, I didn't choose it just by myself, but we were six of us, and we had many, many discussions, and we saw 22 different films in the official competition where we have to choose a film. And we can only choose a film in between the one we've seen, so it's only 22. And sometimes it's a lot, but sometimes it's not enough. And that year was a really nice year because we had a lot of films to talk about. And if we choose The Hunt, it's mainly because it gives us a wide range of issues and discussions. It shows us how violence is still very important in modern world and that you cannot think you can just get rid of it. It also questions the statue of what is being a man in a Scandinavian society when you have to behave always in a very nice way, but in the end, what does really does? It also shows what is the importance of children in Western societies when families have less and less children, and they tend sometimes to be sacralized. So what is the importance of that for every one of us? The Hunt is a story of a shattered small community, and it is shattered through gossip and distress and doubt and malice.
Hvad for helvede, du har ikke gjort noget. Det er dem, der er blevet syge i hovedet.
So it's very interesting because all of us could be part of that community.
It's the story of a man who becomes the target of this community.
Well, the director of the film makes really a point of saying this man is good and he has done nothing. There is no doubt about his innocence in the film for the spectators and for the director. There is no doubt. So we know he's innocent.
Der er vist noget galt her.
Lucas!
Hej!
Kigger du lige ind?
So we see how the community reacts when he's wrongly accused of having abused some children. And even when the society, through justice and police, clear him of any doubt, the community is still behaving very wrongly with him. So why? And this is very important, I think, for us Christians to know how doubt and mistrust can spread like a virus, and we can all get caught in it. So all the members of the ecumenical jury, we thought this was a very important issue to discuss.
Correct me if I'm wrong. The film that receives the ecumenical prize isn't a Christian film as such. It's just one of the entries, right?
We award films that show Christian values, but that are not mainly Christian. It's about the meaning of the film, about its artistic point of view and qualities. But if there is some truly Christian lines in this film, it's not a Christian film. It is a film for Christian and for any audience also that helps us to be better humans and better Christians.
I watched the trailer of the film. It's a difficult film to sit through. It's quite harrowing, the way the community is gripped by this hysteria and turns against this man.
Yes, of course, it's a difficult film, but with the ecumenical jury, we don't want to award just a nice and easy-going film, because we think in the cinema there is more than that, and that's what we want to bring to our fellow Christians and believers, something that can deepen our faith and our relationship with others. And this film is really a nice and well done. I mean, we're talking about a cinematographic language and technical capacities. The film by Thomas Winterberg is very well done, and the plot is excellent. And it really showed us something that shouldn't happen, but could happen so easily if we don't pay enough attention to what's going on in our own community.
I remember watching Winterberg's film Festen, and I never forgot that film. It was also very powerful.
Yes, it may be as powerful. It's less violent, but it's very interesting that you mentioned Festen, because Festen was the story of children abused by their father. And here we have the opposite. There is a father who is in a turmoil of being accused of having abused a child, which is false. So maybe it's a way of Thomas Winterberg to tell us that things are more complex than we think they are. And I think it's a very nice reminder of what being a human is today, and being part of a modern community, what is it all about? And what can we do about the inherent violence that any community has in itself?
Magali, finally, is there hope in the film? Is there a hopeful ending, can I say?
Yes and no. Because the ending shows how forgiveness is very, very difficult. But there is hope, yes, because Lucas, the main character, is really someone good. And the way he behaves throughout the film is really splendid. And there is forgiveness toward the child that has accused him. So that is very nice. Even if their parents can't forgive, the child is able to forgive. And he is able to forgive the child. So it is really a nice way of talking about forgiveness.